So some of you do know me, and I'm happy to see some familiar faces. I'm also really happy to see some faces that I don't recognize. Feel free to find any position that would be supportive for you for relaxation and getting in touch with aliveness. And that could be movement, and it could be lying down. Usually teach deep rest meditation, and I allow people to lie down. It might be just leaning back instead of holding yourself up, or it might be that sitting feels how you want to be. Let your body intelligence decide rather than your clinging to concept deciding. So, feeling in yourself in this moment how you are. What comes to your notice first? If it's something of your body or your mind or your heart, or all, or some combination. There are many things that can help when there's a sense of freaking out, and something might be helpful for you, and it might be worth playing around with. Feeling your feet, something farther down in the body, lower down, or maybe the contact with the ground. But the feet can be really good, even if it's just for a few minutes, feeling the weight and volume, the shape of your feet. The skin between the toes, space between the toes. Any texture. Coolness or warmth. Heaviness of the feet, pulsing in the feet. That the feet are. From the inside. A longer out breath, if you feel like it can be helpful. There's not going to be any one trick that works well for everyone, that fits everyone well. But there are many things worth playing with for calming. For coming out of the grip of trauma and fear. So, staying with your feet if you like, or coming to another place of the body, possibly the lower part of the body, maybe the lower belly or the back. Again, it can be helpful to be a bit farther from the head and the front body for most people with your sense of presence. And if your body is really not the place you want to be, if it's a struggle to feel your body today or always, then how about is it possible to open to sounds? Or is that too open? There's again not a right or wrong, just feeling what might be a good fit for you, what's fitting you today. Another option is with your eyes open, allowing your eyes to move around the room a little bit. Looks like everyone's indoors, I think, or around letting your eyes move around the space where you are. And perhaps just land on something that feels like a friendly place, something that feels friendly to look at or to receive. And again, just the movement of the eyes can be part of helping calming. If there are images coming to mind that are disturbing, having the eyes open can be helpful as well for that. Imagining, if you wish, being curled up or comfortably at rest in a favorite place. It could be real or imagined, like in a loving, large hand. And this moment is happening by itself. And our great capacities for receiving the moment are receiving the moment, even if we're caught up in thoughts and emotions that are also now. Our body is open to colors and sounds and sensations more than we can count. Our body is filled with an aliveness that we don't own or understand, but can experience. Gradually inviting, as if we could invite our head to come and rest in the lap of the ground for a while. We're not abandoning, we're arriving. We're coming in to hear into our lives. Getting off the train of thought and emotion. That might enslave us, cage us, bind us into the freedom of now, aliveness. This freedom of this moment that is given, not earned, not owned. That even when we're caught up, contracted, stuck, on fire, whatever, something in us can receive aliveness, can receive here. The openness of here. the dignity of here. Sacredness of here. And we can notice what most comes, what most often comes, what distractions, what thoughts, what worries, what pressures, what pains. Or what kind of spacing out or whatever may come as a distraction. Noticing what comes most strongly or most often. Is there an image? Is there a word? Is there feeling in the body? And can we meet them kindly? Our distractions, our worries, concerns, fears, angers, sadnesses, lonelinesses, lacks of trust. Maybe like lost creatures, we can meet them, wrap them in kindness, let them be, but feeling how they're not all that there is here. Even when our thinking is caught up in feeling, or our feeling is caught up in thinking, and our body is caught up in both feeling and thinking, there's still a huge amount of our mind and body that is still here and open, intelligent, life-loving, belonging. The contact with the ground. The feet or lower belly or wherever you feel good to be. Being allowed to care without tension, without stress, without worry. Being allowed to care and therefore open ourselves to what is here, to be present with care for life. And life's care. Letting care touch each and every one of our worries, concerns, fears. As we also rest into the ground, allow a longer out breath, or allow the eyes to move around. Feel the feet. Allowed to care and stay with the openness of here and now. The deeper here and now. And if we can, in the last couple of minutes, staying within ourselves, but remembering what everyone shared, the so human values and experiences, feelings and states, and places of trauma. And allowing care together in our humanness. For these tendernesses. And for being tender human beings with these powerful emotions and experiences. Without trying to figure it out, letting it be. Together. And the possibility of feeling that we care for each other's difficulties and for each other's strengths. All the so human experiences, so understandable in the sense that, yes, we've been there or we are there. Not to figure it out, but to feel, yes, this is human. We're not alone, even in feeling aloneness. We're not alone in feeling unbeloved. We're not alone in feeling grateful or supported. We're not alone in feeling sad, traumatized, scared, not recognizing reality. We're together in these shared experiences that are still mysterious. So just being together for a few more moments in the mystery of this, that we could feel so strongly and clearly and vividly such a huge range of experiences that we do. And that it's not new, it's not old. So maybe we can just have a sense of the aliveness of all of these mind states. That we did not make them with our hands, that they are part of the human instrument. No need to feel shame, but again, shame as another common shared experience in a human life. And then again, also shared the deeper capacities of doubting whether the thinking or emotions have it all, and opening to what else may be here in our own experience already. an intelligence that can express, an intelligence that can breathe even while we're upset or distracted. An even deeper here-ness, sense of presence and aliveness that is beyond birth and death. In each cell, but not limited to any cell. Drinking of a life that goes beyond understanding. An awareness that operates without our turning it on. A moment that is given. An openness that is unconditioned. So perhaps, again, an out-breath. If for anyone who wishes, a sense of an out-breath washing down the front of your body, the natural letting go of the physiology of breathing out. As we start to come towards each other again to share in a few minutes, we'll really take some time for the transition. A sense of breathing out, letting ideas fall out with the out-breath. And if with an out-breath you would like to have a sense of breathing out down the whole front of your body, but you only get a little ways with one out-breath, then you could pick up where you left off with the next out-breath coming a, maybe a little further down, a few inches, centimeters. Maybe a little further down with the next out breath, if you like. Letting ideas fall out, fall away with the next out breath. Letting the out breath maybe come a little further down. Perhaps eventually into the legs, maybe even into your toes. And breathing in, receiving what you need. Breathing out what is not needed.